Then there's note, engaging in sexual misconduct. And the same principle applies. If you engage in sexual misconduct, it's possible in your one, there is the anguish, the breakup. We might have a lot of fun. It might be very exciting, but afterwards there's a lot of anguish. Your partner is upset, a lot of discontentment, a lot of unhappiness, really disliking you. And in future, you may have problems with relationships. Your spouse may be unfaithful, may cheat on you, may lie to you. There's possibility that you're always in arguments. There doesn't seem to be any harmony or peace at home. You may be always blaming each other or belittling each other or fighting in public places. Or as soon as you're apart or you leave for work, your partner is on the phone, getting in contact with all sorts of or other different potential interests. And the positive side is be honest in your relationships and faithful. And the karmic result for that would be in the future that you have very harmonious relationships, your future relationships, your spouse is very faithful and honest in the relationship. And again, the next one with respect to body is stealing, and stealing can take the form of by taking by force, robbery, stealing by stealth, or stealing by trickery. Stealth is when the thief comes in and you don't see them, and they sneak in and sneak out and take your things. And the trickery is sometimes like in business where people make all sorts of false promises or they deceive you in order to take your wealth or your goods. The karmic result is that you could end up in the realm of the hungry ghosts. In addition, you develop this habit. It might be easier and easier for you to steal, to take things. And that habit could become more and more second nature, that you just do it very easily without much thought about it. The more you do it, the more chance that you get caught and you suffer the consequences of being caught. And there's the karmic results. So as a result of your stealing one day, in the future, people may steal from you. Also, the side effects is that when you have things, that they might get broken very easily, they might get lost very easily, they might perish very easily, or that you really want something, and when you go there, it's all sold out, you're just not able to get it. How come everybody else has managed to get it, but when I want something, I just don't seem to be able to get it? And one may be very, very poor. No matter what one tries to do, we just don't have any success. It doesn't seem to work. Everything seems to fail. And the opposite to that is giving. So practicing generosity. And there's that one case with Buddha, where a very poor person went to Buddha and said that they're very poor. What can they do? And Buddha said, well, you must first learn how to give. They said, what do you mean, learn to give? I've got nothing to give. And Buddha said, well, give with your actions. Give somebody a smile. Give them, do something kind for them. Help them. Use your actions to benefit others. There's many ways that you can help other people. It doesn't just mean that you have to give materially. We always want to receive. To be able to receive, it's first important that we learn how to give. And a side effect of stealing might also be mentally, that people always feel poor. You see some people, they really are incredibly wealthy, but they are so miserly. They never feel like they have enough. And remember also, with the like the example of the killing, if you steal and you get caught for that little bit of satisfaction, there is all sorts of suffering, court cases, maybe jail, etc. And if you can, benefit is to practice generosity. Those people that practice generosity, really they are never lacking in anything. These people are really wealthy. They have whatever they want. They are very fortunate. They often have people helping them. Even if you don't want any more, you may find that people are making offerings to you or helping you, or that you may still be accumulating wealth. As they say, just a seed or a very small amount of merit is worth much more than many mountains of hard work. For some people, they may have the greatest business plan. Everything seems like it would be successful, but it just doesn't work. And other people, they don't seem to be doing too much. They don't seem to have such a great plan, but they always just seem to be doing well. They always seem to have enough. This is the result of past karmic seeds that they planted. This is the result of their past generosity. An example of this maybe as well is if you look at these great teachers, look at Rinpoche. He really doesn't need a lot. He really doesn't want a lot. However, people are continuously making offerings. And also the things that they have will last for a long time, won't necessarily get stolen or broken. And in their mind, they will very easily have thoughts of kindness, of generosity. While we're talking about stealing, we are so often concerned about thieves. They're going to come into our house with great stealth, usually. We don't see them coming, we don't see them going. They take our things. So we install all sorts of video cameras, even linked to our phones. We can see who's coming, who's going. We've got records. We can be alert that somebody's coming. What will we do if we hear a thief is coming to our house to steal our things? We'll be very vigilant. We'll set up some traps. Maybe we call some friends just to watch, to make sure that this thief doesn't get away with anything, that we can grab it, catch it, catch him, catch her. But these aren't the biggest thieves. Who are the biggest thieves? Why are we worried about people stealing our goods? But we've worked hard. We treasure them. We equate our happiness with them. So when they take our goods, we feel like our happiness is being stolen from us. However, our afflictions, our attachment, our aversion, our jealousy, our arrogance, all brought about by our ignorance. These are the biggest thieves. They steal the most of our happiness. The thieves that steal our goods, our possessions, maybe they come once a year, really, really, really often, maybe every half year. But these thieves of our afflictive emotions, they come in every day, every hour. They're even coming maybe every few minutes. They're coming in, stealing our happiness, consuming our life, causing problems with our relationships at work, with the people around us, with our environment. Sometimes affecting our health. So if we really want to catch thieves, maybe we should concentrate more, set up those video cameras of our own mindfulness and awareness, our own vigilance. Take great care, watch very carefully. Wait, because those thieves come in. We don't see them coming in. They take away our happiness. And then they go. So watch carefully. Use that mindfulness awareness to watch every single arising thought. Is it a thief? Let's catch that thief. Let's use that vigilance like we would. Watch very carefully every moment what's arising in our mind stream, like we would if a thief was coming to steal our possessions.